With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump is proclaiming an end to what he calls four long years of American decline. Quoting Mr. Trump, "We begin a brand new day of American strength and prosperity, dignity and pride." Speaking at a big victory rally yesterday in Washington, D.C.
"Once and for all, we're going to end the reign of a failed and corrupt political establishment in Washington, a failed administration. We're not going to take it anymore."
And today's bitterly cold weather forcing some changes in the proceedings.
For the first time since 1985, the inauguration ceremony will be held indoors. It'll take place in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda because of wind chills outside in the single digits and teens. Instead of a parade along Pennsylvania Avenue, it'll be held inside a Washington arena. But some traditions will remain in place. President-elect Trump and his wife will attend three inaugural balls this evening to celebrate the beginning of his second term in office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Winter is holding much of America in its icy grip with dangerous cold and temperatures far below normal.
Then there's the snow.
You know, 2 to 3 plus inches stretching all the way from portions of eastern Kentucky up into New England.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Shenard. He says interior parts of New England could see up to 8 inches of snow, and the cold weather forecasted for Washington, D.C., moving the inauguration inside.
And that's correspondent Julie Walker. Also at SRNnews.com, the National Weather Service warning of a particularly dangerous situation in fire-ravaged parts of Southern California. A resurgence of gusty winds expected to raise the risk of wildfires. The warning comes 2 weeks after devastating fires killed at least 27 people around L.A. This is SRN News. Minnesota teachers must affirm the LGBT lifestyle.
Under the state's new standards of effective practice, all educators must, quote, foster an environment that ensures student sexual orientations are historically and socially contextualized, affirmed, and incorporated into the learning environment. Religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the new rules, which officially go into effect this summer. Some say those dictates will make it nearly impossible for Christian teachers in Minnesota to keep their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is just beginning his second term, but his influence is already rippling through state capitals. Republican governors announcing Trump-themed policies on abortion, the LGBT agenda, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Even some Democratic governors are tapping into the themes that Mr. Trump used to get elected, as far as their party will allow them. In West Virginia, a new Republican governor issuing numerous orders on his first day in office. This is SRN News. An array of foreign dignitaries on hand for today's historic U.S. presidential inauguration.
This inauguration will make history for the many foreign heads of state in attendance. President-elect Donald Trump invited Chinese President Xi Jinping and conservative world leaders such as Argentine President Javier Milei and Italian Premier Giorgio Meloni. Both leaders are expected. Xi sent his vice president as his representative. The offices of Ecuadorian President Daniel Noboa and Paraguayan President Santiago Peña have said they were invited to the inauguration and plan to attend. Bernie Bennett for Inauguration 2025.
President Biden spent his final full day in office in South Carolina, where he urged Americans to, quote, keep the faith in a better day to come. He also reflected on the influence of both the civil rights movement and the state itself on his political career. He spoke at Royal Missionary Baptist Church in North Charleston. More details at SRNnews.com.